2005. We're here today for work session on four bills. I'll open a work session on House Bill 2112A relating to traffic safety education. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. This House Bill 2112A was referred to the House Budget Committee by the House Education Committee with a do-pass recommendation. I'm sorry, without recommendation as to passage because of the fiscal. The fiscal, what the bill does is it increases the amount reimbursed to public schools and facilities offering courses in traffic safety education, imposes on facilities the same tuition and procedural requirements imposed on public schools, and declares an emergency effective July 1st, 2005. The bill was sent to the House Education Committee. The department was recommending an increase to from 150 per pupil to 180, and the Education Committee increased that to 210 per student. The fiscal is in front of you for this biennium. Legislative fiscal estimates that it would be an additional $670,740 based on current numbers of students being reimbursed. If that increases, there would be that number would go up. The agency has sufficient expenditure limitation in their budget to handle the increase reimbursement, and so we're recommending that this be approved.
Questions, comments, discussion on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 2112? I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2112 to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Without objection, the motion carries. And Representative March, driver's education is important to you. Would you carry this bill?
One last time.
One last time? Oh, don't put that there. Close the work session on House Bill 2112. Open the work session on House Bill 3472. Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have before you House Bill 3472 with dash three amendments. The bill would increase the annual non-resident boat license fee from $400 to $760, and the annual non-resident commercial fishing license fee from $100 to $290. The bill would also prohibit the issuance of new black rockfish and blue rockfish vessel permits after December 2005, except by lottery. The dash three amendments modify current Dungeness crab permit transfer restrictions. The bill was referred to House Water on May 4th. A public hearing and work session was held on May 9th, where it passed on a 7-0 vote. You'll see before you a fiscal impact. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates that it would increase other funds fee revenue by approximately $496,000 per biennium. And according to the department, dash three amendments do not change that fiscal impact.
Questions or comments from the committee members on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 3472? What a quiet group. I would take a motion to move the dash threes into House Bill 3472. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries, and I would take a motion to move House Bill 3472 as amended to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Okay.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Representative
March. No, it's a discussion. I am still reviewing the fee increases and may vote no on the floor.
Okay. And without objection noted, then, the motion is carried. Did you have something you wanted to say? I'd be willing to back up.
It's okay, I think, Madam Chair. I think the explanation probably that Representative Mark regarding fees will probably come up in the discussion either in full or when it goes to the floor, so I don't think it's a big deal.
Representative Shaw.
Forgive me, the whole committee, for being late, and I just wanted to ditto what had just been said.
You're just going to have that laminated, so you just fold it up and say...
some people have created a monster, Madam Chair.
Okay. I would be very happy to carry this one in the full committee, but I would hope that Representative Krieger could be talked into carrying it on the floor. Okay. We're going to close the work session on House Bill 3472 and open a work session on Senate Bill 44. Mr. Sievert.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 44 extends the sunset on underground storage tank fees. You heard about this legislation that was proposed by the Department of Environmental Quality during the joint subcommittee process. The bill passed the Senate on June 10th on a 27-1 vote and was referred to the House Budget Committee. Again, the bill simply extends the fees on the underground storage tank program. I would note that these fees are assumed in the budget that this subcommittee passed out for the Department of Environmental Quality.
Questions or comments on LFO's brilliant analysis? Representative Shoffler.
Sure. And we're on Senate Bill 44. Forgive me for being late.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
And then who is, can I have some idea who's supporting this?
Mr. Sievert.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I believe this is, again, legislation that's supported by stakeholders of the program. Without these fees, the program would not be sustainable, and I believe that the regulated community is interested in ensuring that the program moves forward into the next biennium.
All right. Madam Chair, if I need to follow up. And I won't be objecting, but if there's anybody listening, I'd like to hear from those stakeholders between now and the committee or the floor vote, please.
This program has been vetted over the last couple of bienniums, and it is just a continuation of a program. I know that it is very important to the real estate and home building industries because it allows them to free up clouds that are on titles that would otherwise not have a way to become clear. And for any further questions or comments? Representative Jensen.
Just a concern, how long are we expecting this particular fee to continue into the 24th century, or is there something in sight that might indicate that it'll go away somewhere, sometime?
Mr. Sievert.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the bill would extend the sunset until January 2nd of 2008. And this program isn't solely for kind of the abandoned tanks. This is for any underground storage tank. So I would imagine that as long as we use underground storage tanks to hold any number of liquids, including gasoline, that we would need to have some type of program. But if... Does that answer your question, Representative?
Yeah. Somewhere out into eternity.
Well, we may be running out of gasoline, so.
But we'll find something else to put in there.
Biodegradable.
Which is just as bad. No, it's biodegradable, so that's okay. We don't have to worry about it.
Further questions or comments? I would take a motion to move Senate Bill 44 to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation. Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Without objection, the motion carries. Representative Shoffman, do you feel comfortable carrying this one?
Yes, ma'am. After all the clarification, I do remember the subject matter. Every biennium we do this, right?
Thank you very much. I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 44 and open a work session on Senate Bill 45A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 45 is also legislation proposed by the Department of Environmental Quality dealing with their water pollution control permits. Again, I think you had even a greater conversation regarding this legislation during the joint subcommittee process. It is the result of the Blue Ribbon Panel on Wastewater Permitting that worked over the interim to not only look at fees, and there is a fee increase assumed in the Department of Environmental Quality budget, but frankly about the way the program operates. And this bill would have the department move their permitting program onto a watershed basis, requires reporting by the department to the assembly on their effort on administering the watershed approach to water pollution control permitting and the level of permit backlog. The primary fiscal impact of the bill is that it allows the department to increase statutory or fees set in rule by 3% annually, or the anticipated cost and increase of administering the program, whichever is lower. And again, revenue from this fee increase is assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. This bill didn't fare as well in the Senate. It received only 26 aye votes and 2 nay votes.
Questions or comments?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Representative Shaw.
Has the department, as the Water Sea Resources Department did with their permitting for water rights and such, has this department explored a way so that a person could get out of the line and have some private consulting firm pay out of the individual's pocket? Pay for this thing so they could move this line along faster rather than increasing fees, just dilute the queue a little bit. Have we tried that in this department, or is it possible?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, actually this department had receipts authority before the Water Resources Department did. It's one of the first departments that I know of that, at least in natural resources, that was given this authority. They have positions that are in their budget to be funded with any kind of contract proceeds for large developments. I believe primarily the program operates, the receipts program operates when someone new wants to bring in a facility, a large facility that may have a complicated permitting process, and they are willing to pay part of the cost of that, of the process for the new permit. I'm not sure how much it's used, frankly, in the renewal process, but I know the department does have that authority.
Follow up?
I guess that's then that leads to my next question. They have the authority, but we've seen, if I remember correctly, the Water Resources has seen incredible, positive, successful results. I guess my question then is, why hasn't this department seen equal? Is there some and if anybody's listening, let's come and answer that question. And that's just my open question out there.
Perhaps I could give you a little bit of my personal insight into this, and it might be an interesting conversation. When I first came into this process in the 99 session, it was generally a knockdown, drag-out fight between the regulated community and the agency, and it wasn't just a case of, no, we do not want to pay any more fees. It was a case of, hell no, we don't want to pay any more fees, and we hate this agency. So it is a very interesting evolution in the relationship between the agency and the regulated community that we see reflected in this bill. We have now got a relationship between the regulated and the regulators where they're working to mutually understand each other's positions and find a common ground where they can both operate. Being able to go to a watershed basis to renew permits makes a huge amount of sense for the agency and for the regulated community and for people that are very concerned about maintaining the quality of the environment. It's a much better basis to deal with permitting than to deal with one in this part of the state, one in this part of the state, one in this part of the state. So that part of it is really, I think, a great step forward for a large number of reasons. The fact that the regulated community is allowing an inflationary increase in the cost of this program to take place without having to come back into this arena every biennium and fight it out is a huge testament to the trust that's grown up between the people that pay the fees and the agency. So I think that it is this is a huge step forward to be able to put this kind of a program in place.
And Madam Chair, if I may, I have no problem with going with the watershed idea. And I'm not going to object today, but I'm going to reserve my right to vote. I want to hear specifically before we vote from a regulated community. I want them coming here telling me they're okay with this. I'm sorry I'm a broken record, Madam Chair, but I'm emphatic on that.
I do suspect, Representative Shocker, that if you check in your bill file, that you'll find letters from the regulated community. A number of them came here during the budget process to testify to us about the outcome of it. Further discussion? I would accept a motion to move Senate Bill 45A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Add the motion. Is there a discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion carries, and I would be glad to hear this. And with that, we close the work session on Senate Bill 45A and adjourn the committee.